So these are Presbyterian glasses, okay? Because I have a very bad disease in my eyes, and it's a Presbyterian disease. It's presbyopia. Look it up. Look it up. But let us pray before we read God's Word. Lord God, we are so thankful for your Word today and to come into the place where you are. You were here last week with us in the commons, and you're here with us through your Word here in the sanctuary again. That you never left, and you never will leave us. You're always here. And so, Lord, as we open the words of Scripture today, speak to us anew in this same place, because you are from everlasting to everlasting. Your Word endures, and your presence endures as well. Through Jesus Christ and the power of His Holy Spirit. Amen. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.' The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our Lord endures forever." Someone once said, "Some things have to be believed to be seen." It's the opposite of seeing is believing, isn't it? Some things have to be believed to be seen. The heart of what we are about in the church is about faith. It is not about seeing. It is about believing, trusting, knowing the Lord. Faith or trust is at the heart of what life is about for us in the new community of the Lord. Much of life is spent in concern for ourselves, in concern for our own desires and our own needs. Faith is daily trusting the Lord more and more. Faith is reading the Scriptures and learning God's will. Faith is, as Hebrews says, the assurance of things hoped for and the convictions of things not seen. God will do, God has done, and God is doing. When Jesus describes his disciples, he often calls them, "O ye of little faith." It's really just one word, but it's "ye of little faith." If only he could get them to trust God more. That's been his project all along with the disciples. And now, all of a sudden, they want Jesus to magically increase their faith. 1980 was a great year, especially for sermon illustrations, because that was the year that The Empire Strikes Back was released. In The Empire Strikes Back, Yoda helps Luke to harness the Force and to be connected more and more to the Force. Yoda is training Luke in the ways of the Force on the planet Dagobah. And just so you know, Google Docs actually can correct for the word Dagobah, a planet that doesn't exist. While they're there, Yoda is having Luke lift objects up off the ground and balance them and balance himself upside down. And Luke always drops the things that he's trying to balance with the Force, to raise up off the ground with the Force. He wants Luke to lift his X-Wing fighter out of the swamp of Dagobah, but Luke is not able to. And Yoda, tiny Yoda, stands up and lifts the X-Wing fighter out of the swamp. Yoda has faith in the Force, And Luke is learning to have faith in the Force. Star Wars is a metaphor for the trust we can have in God. Jesus' parable about the mulberry tree is also a metaphor. Jesus wants us to understand that we have only begun to tap into our faith. We've only begun to tap into the strength that God gives us in our faith. We don't even have the tiniest amount of faith here on earth. But the Lord can give it to us, and the Lord wants us to have it. Sometimes faith does indeed move trees and mountains. But it comes only when we have greater trust in the Lord. And when we don't need to see the results for ourselves. Instead, when we lean back into the Lord. I mean, moving a tree would be ridiculous. If we did that with our faith, others would say we were just being mean to trees. Jesus wants to show us how little faith we often have, though. We don't rely on God enough. We rely on ourselves. Yoda is also a metaphor for how long we must practice our faith. Yoda, the green puppet character, the small green puppet, was almost 900 years old when he moved the X-Wing fighter out of the swamp. And we know that Yoda even had more power than that. He had practiced the Force for many years. Luke was learning and would learn more. He would practice more and more and grow in the Force. It's a metaphor for our faith. Our faith takes practice. Faith grows in us. Faith is a gift from God, but it can grow from day to day. And it's a result of our practice. To live lives that are just. To live lives that follow God's commandments. To live lives that delve deeply into God's scriptures and deeply into what God wants. For many of us, it is a struggle against our own will. We try to line the world up with what we want. Or we want to line ourselves up with what the world wants. If we can try harder, we can achieve God's grace and forgiveness. We have a will, and our will can put us on the wrong path. Faith is not the same as our will. Faith is not the same as willpower. When we have faith, we turn over our will over to God. Finding God's will is aligning our will with what God wants. Setting our will free from ourselves. The servants that Jesus talks in the second parable of the story would expect to run the farm, to eat before the landowner, to sit at the landowner's table, to be in the place of the owner. Jesus is not speaking in favor of bonded labor or of slavery. In fact, the story itself is critical of the institution. But Jesus is using his world as a parable and the injustice in his world as a parable. And our willingness to take God's place. Our world should understand the stations of people in life and their suffering. But Jesus is trying to teach us something through that suffering as well. We are obedient servants of God. That's what we're called to be. We will sit at the table. But the disciples are tempted to put themselves in God's place. God wants us to live a life and live our lives in a way that aligns with God Himself. I think another image from the world that might be a little bit more relatable to us is a two-year-old. It's been a long time since I dined personally with a two-year-old. But if you want to go to a place where they are the one there running things, the two-year-old is running things. They shriek out and they cry to get whatever they want. Maybe you've been at a restaurant and heard that scream before from across the room, and maybe you know, hey, what can we do to stop that? What can we do to stop that scream? The two-year-old knows what will get attention. They can shut down all conversation at a restaurant over a sippy cup. or wanting to go for a walk. Jesus knew his disciples were similar. They want it now. They want their faith now, not tomorrow, not later. And Jesus has to teach the disciples patience. They're on a marathon. Their ministry will be longer than his. They're not on a sprint. There will be a lot of suffering ahead, but there will also be growth and faith and hope and joy. Jesus must teach the disciples this patience. Earlier in the service today, you heard a verse from Habakkuk. This verse is important for Paul and really important for all of Scripture. Paul uses it in Romans 1, and in Galatians. The righteous person will live by faith. In order to do right, we need to have faith. When we have faith, God wants us to do what is right. A faithful person lives righteously. Faith moves us in another direction. Faith comes from within to move us into another way of life. Faith is this trust in God, this absolute dependence on God for moving around in this world, for living life, and for doing. Depending on God deepens what is inside of us. The Scriptures also say, walk by faith and not by sight. Again, believing in the things that we cannot see. Believing in God's plan and believing in God's will for our lives. God reckons righteousness to us through faith from day to day. God wants us to live more and more in Him. Faith is also about obedience. One of the hymns that I wish they had included in our new hymnal is not there. And that's a hymn we probably all know. And that's the hymn, Trust and Obey. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. The second part of having faith and hearing God's word, hearing God's commandments, and hearing the Scriptures is obeying. The word for obedience in most languages is the same word for hear, to listen. If we've truly listened to God's word and we've truly had faith, then we will do the things that we have heard. One way to test whether or not faith has been true for us is to know what we do, to see that our faith is beginning to live and that our faith is beginning to do. Back to the table, back to the celebration. There will be one day a time to celebrate with the Lord. The Lord is calling us to celebrate one day at the table with Him, to one day gather together at the resurrection, at the end of days, to come together with the Lord and be together with God, face to face, to know the Lord completely. That will be the day of the kingdom. That will be the day of the celebration. That will be the day when we truly have increased our faith. That will be the day when we completely trust in God. For now, the Lord invites us to this table up front. The Lord is calling us here to deepen our faith, to taste and see and know that the Lord is God, to live an active life of faith, to take this meal and the sustenance that God provides in it and to take it through those doors, to live by faith. As the Scripture says, the righteous one will live by faith. Let us begin today in God's Word and at God's table. May we find the faith of a mustard seed to move mountains for this world. Let us pray. Almighty and gracious God, coming to this place today, coming to your table, you call us to obedient faith. We want to place our trust 100% in you so that everything we do in our life flows from you. Help us to know you, to follow you, and to live a life of righteousness for your name's sake. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.